full Easter basket full of letters. It is time for the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the texts, the tweets, the DMs, Facebooks, TikToks, Irish flute serenades, occasional jail mail. This is actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. Thank you. We always like to check if there is a Hank FM newsletter, and I'll be darned. Yeah, yeah, came out 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
A rare Wednesday edition of the Hank FM newsletter.
You got it from the authors of the Hank newsletter?
I got...
From Hank himself?
I received it three times, and then I was forwarded it by one Mark Phillips, who did point out our positioning on it. That the show and our KB and Heather Lee Everyday Replay, which is the entire show that you can listen to.
Every day.
On
every
demand.
Day, every day.
92.1HankFM.com. It was the third slot down. So.
Number three.
Who beat us?
We were just ahead of the Pet of the Week.
Okay.
Which I would have been okay if the Pet of the Week took our spot.
All right.
I would have been fine right there. Yeah, no, we had, it was led off by Info on the Hanks Chan. Then Cruise Night, then us. Then at the very bottom, how you can win tickets to see Dierks Bentley. So
well,
there you go.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm not even on the original list. I only got one forwarder. So,
as always, if you'd like to sign up for the Hank FM newsletter, we have no idea how. So feel free to do that online.
So straight off the text lines and a carpool update. Yeah, this is kind of anonymous. I literally just saw a woman driving up with an infant in her lap. You literally cannot make this stuff up. Okay, everybody, be safe out there. Okay, don't tempt anybody.
Maybe, to be fair, the infant was the driver.
I don't know.
And the lady should have just moved over to the passenger seat.
Yeah, come on.
I've seen movies that make this true. I think it was a documentary. when it comes to Bezos, who had a big week.
Oh, yeah.
Was sent this by Justin, who says he's been to Cleburne several times to check out the new Amazon facility. Well.
Oh, my. Do they allow visitors? I didn't know this.
I wonder what he thinks of Cleburne, says Justin. It's probably not evil enough.
No, yeah. So Kelly in the Villa, hey Heather, do you want to be my neighbor? The house next door is for sale. There's no pool, but she did assure me she'd buy a kiddie one before escrow closes, and there's plenty of cabana boys from nearby Tarleton State. It's 15 acres, so she's planning to blast some Snoop Dogg in a bikini when they do an open house to deter any developers. By the way, it's $815,000.
Yeah.
That doesn't exactly fit into the DJ budget.
That's too bad. You could always call the realtor.
Where is your manager? Yeah.
See if you can get a better deal.
Wheeling and dealing.
This comes from Lacey of Granbury. If I send you guys a self-addressed envelope, will you guys sign a t-shirt for me?
Aw.
Sure. It's KB and Heather Lee. P.O. Box 146, Secaucus, New York, 26122.
Just
email us your mailing address and
we'll get you squared away.
Yeah. They raised the price of stamps again, though. It's like 80 cents or it's going to be or something.
78.
Now, how am I going to mail an egg? Jeez.
I don't know.
This is tough.
Goodness. Mark Phillips gave the recipe for a good night's sleep on Facebook.
Yeah, buddy.
So here it is. No caffeine 10 hours before bed. No food or alcohol for 3. No work for 2, no screen time for 1, and no hitting the snooze button. How many of these do you follow? Linda Segura chimes in saying absolutely none, and that's probably part of the problem.
That's a lot of no's right there for crying out loud.
I know.
Please, no sharp objects.
That's probably
Mark knows.
I will never stop playing that, Mark Phillips. I know you're listening right now. He loves the mailbag. Diane simply says we need more gold bloom.
We did a tango.
A little too preoccupied on whether we could. Never stopped to think if we should.
Mm. So Adeline Delgado, she's from the Igloo brand, KB. Mm. And I think she's been listening to all your excitement about WrestleMania because, quote, in a swift maneuver, we unleashed our latest Stone Cold Steve Austin fanny pack cooler and beer mug. You can shop now for Easter.
That sounds like something that I would like.
Mm-hmm. I think it got sent to me instead of you. We got to fix that.
Tony said that took the kids to the Minecraft movie in the theater, did the chicken jockey thing.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey. All right.
You got to worry about it. Or be like Luke Bryan.
I got in front of the chicken jockey.
Okay. All right. Hello, Heather and JP. Why is it when I'm listening to you on the radio in Grandview, and when I get to Dallas, I'm listening to a different JP KB on the same station?
What?
That's from Trucker Gary. I have no idea.
Do I have a doppelganger out there?
There is an imposter out there. Trucker Gary. He knows all.
Is this show better?
Start listening to that. World Radio Day.
James says, picking which church service to go to this weekend is like choosing which movie showtime to go to on movie phone.
You got to call in.
Steven in Lake Whitney says, you're not alone. IRS took a big bite out of the cheek that holds my wallet, too, this year.
Ouch.
Doesn't mean we're rich, though. And then Steven says, don't you drive a Corolla? Yes, okay. Well, you know, me ballin', that's how I roll, yo.
Off the text lines, Heather, I love your hair today. It just looks like you don't give up. you know what? And that KB is from your girlfriend.
Oh,
so yeah, she likes my bad hair, I guess.
I was asked in the hallway, do people really get their news from not necessarily the news? Because I know you've been saying you've been getting these messages.
Oh yeah, they do. It's serious.
I've just made that claim for like 6 years, just out of nowhere. I didn't know it was actually happening. What else have we done? Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
I am so sorry.
Oh, we are celebrating.
682 pointed out, when we had on a Do What We Say Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Her husband's name was Tommy, just like in the song, She's in Love with the Boy.
She follows Tommy anywhere. She's in love.
It was for Trisha Yearwood tickets. It was Brittany that won that. And we will have those coming up next in fake news.
Mm-hmm. Medical advice coming in on the text lines from the 682. The preparation H, not the gel. It works great on bee stings, wasps, red ants, and more. I don't know how they know any of that or why they decided to impart that knowledge. But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brady asks, can I come and watch the show? Watch us do what?
Chicken jockey.
Hey.
It's KB and Heather Lee.